This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Game 2 of the World Series. Last night, Boston defeated St. Louis 6-2 with another storybook display of athletic heroism from Red Sox starting pitcher Curt Schilling. He's the man who won Game 6 of the playoffs against the Yankees with a stitched-together ankle. He got it restitched yesterday. The blood soaked through his sock again, but he held the Cardinals to one unearned run and just four hits before leaving the game after the sixth inning. Curt Schilling gets credit for the win. In Boston, he's mayor for life if he wants the job. After last night's game, he spoke with reporters. We heard part of what he said on Tom Goldman's report earlier today on Morning Edition. Here's more. Curt Schilling after last night's game.
So many things happened today. I promise you that when I walked out of that dugout today, the head of the bullpen, the most shocked person in the stadium was my wife, because I woke up at 7 o'clock this morning, which is a tip off right there. I've never woken up at 7 o'clock in the morning for anything in my life. I couldn't walk. I couldn't move. I don't know what had happened, but I knew that when I woke up there was a problem. I called Chris and I talked to Jimmy and I left for the park and I told her that it was not going to happen. I wasn't going to go out the mound the way I felt today, and there's no way. And then that's kind of when everything just started. I left my house. I'm driving to the park, and anybody here that knows where Medfield is, it's a pretty long haul. There were signs every mile from my house to this ballpark at fire stations, on telephone poles, wishing me luck. And I mean, I can't explain it. And I got here and I got out of the car and I got into the trainer's room and Doc was here and I don't know the medical science behind it, but somehow we had put an extra stitch in this time because there was some issues we wanted to try and avoid from last time, and we had caught a nerve in the leg, and we took that stitch out and things started to change almost immediately from that point. But I didn't. I honest to God, did not think I was going to take the ball today. I didn't think I could. And then everything starts happening. You start looking around at your teammates and understanding what you've been through over the last 8 months, what it means to me. I did what I did last time. I went to the Lord for help because I knew, again, I wasn't going to be able to do this myself. These fans, every memory I'm going to take away from this season revolves around their energy at this ballpark. I mean, the thing that, you know, I on the way to the park today, I was thinking about stepping onto the field and beginning that walk to the bullpen. Regardless of what happens in my career, I'll never get a feeling like that ever again in my life like I had tonight. And I wanted that. I wanted it for my teammates. I wanted to be able to glorify God's name when all was said and done. And these fans are as much a part of that. They believe in me to the nth degree, and so a lot of times I tell other guys, you know, don't be the only guy not believing in yourself. Everybody else here believes in you, and that's what I tried to walk out there with tonight.
Curt Schilling, the 37-year-old pitcher for the Boston Red Sox, he could still pitch again if the series goes to seven games. He said last night he didn't know if he could go another one or not.